From off to his left, he heard the whistle of a spear thrust. Though the drive came with such speed, the very air seemed to bend around it. The figure in black didn't seem to make any special moves, but merely grabbed the spear just behind the tip with his left hand. As the spearman stumbled forward, he was met head-on by the casual swipe of a sword that dispatched him. Before the ink-black figure surveyed his remaining opponents, there was a wind, a winter wind that seemed to make every cheek it buffeted swell to twice its normal size. And to the men, it seemed as if the same wind was protecting the other man. An outline like a wintry night crystallized, but with all the resulting sparkle crushed from the winter's true form. His face was gorgeous, and his coat absolutely mesmerizing as it billowed out elegantly. They were all going to die. That's the price they pay for trying to kill a man so beautiful and taking his gold.
Give me some room, damn it!
It seemed like the noticeably shorter man was ready to make his move, but suddenly a pair of black wings opened noisily on his back. They weren't organic. Rather, they'd been crafted from animal hide stretched over a skeleton of wire and wood. Flapping his wings before the beautiful butcher, the man flitted into the air like some sort of unholy bird. The wings must have utilized a compact but powerful motor, and the flesh and bones of the man himself had to be awfully light.
I'm gonna go after him too. All of you hit him at once!
And then the winged man rapidly climbed another 50 yards. That was the kind of altitude he'd need to launch his attack. Naked steel glittering in their hands, his cohorts charged the butcher. They had no way of knowing that on his way down, the airborne figure had reduced his speed. The second all the forms fused into a single mass, the birdman began to climb again, with a brown rain pouring down from his chest. The soaked bodies began to dissolve with terrifying speed. They'd been showered with a powerful acid. When the birdman dropped 30 feet and turned for a look, none of the forms on the ground resembled a human being any longer. One of the figures who should have melted down into a pile of meat and bones had just stood up straight. Even from his present height, the heaven-sent beauty of the countenance now peering up at him was unmistakable.
It's him! There's white smoke coming off his coat! Don't tell me that shielded him from my rain of death!
Eyes glittering with malice, the birdman gained altitude. Though his opponents might have cheated death once, no lowly creature on the ground could possibly escape the speed and murderous intent of one who ruled the sky.
No way in hell are you getting away!
But before he could beat his wings to dive in an assault from the heavens, it looked as if the figure of beauty on the ground rose with exquisite weightlessness. In order to ensure his foe was now slain, the birdman had intended to swoop down to a mere 10 feet above his opponent's head. He never would have thought the figure in black would rise to his altitude as he was about to rain liquid death on him. The man felt a silvery flash touch the top of his head. As his body continued to glide through the air, its path was suddenly blocked by a figure that resembled a small mountain. Just as it looked like they were about to collide, the birdman split in two. A bloody mist spattered the giant as the pieces passed him on either side. After angling down through the hazy white of winter and slamming into the ground, neither half moved again.